This is KUT. The University of Texas at Austin is probably the most well-known university in the city, but it's not the oldest. That's Houston-Tillotson University, the historically black school in the heart of central East Austin. We've been looking at the changing neighborhood around the university over the past 6 months in our On My Block series. As this area changes, KUT's Kate McGee reports the school's new president is trying to re-engage students with the community.
When Colette Pierce Burnett was moving to Austin, she fell in the Atlanta airport and hurt herself. When she arrived here, she depended on ride sharing to get around. But few of her drivers knew where Houston-Tillotson was.
I'm thinking I'm going to the university. I put that in the system. And they would say, well, where do I turn? Like once we got onto Chicane, or as the GPS would say, chicken. Out of 10 rides, 8 of the people didn't know where the university was. So in hindsight, that was a strong message to me because I wanted people to know the beauty of Houston-Tillotson.
Pierce Burnett says she's determined to elevate the brand of the university in Austin. One of her first goals was to create more partnerships with businesses in the area, including Figure Eight Coffee. On many mornings, you can find her sitting at a table in the coffee shop. She says she encourages students to use the shop as a meeting place for clubs. Just one way she's trying to get her students to step outside the campus.
We have to continue to insert ourselves in and not close up on the community. Because that was one of the things that was an editorial written right before I got here that I read. And it said that Houston-Tillotson University was beginning to face outward as opposed to inward. So we are truly facing outward. So we have a responsibility also.
Houston-Tillotson used to be two separate schools founded in the late 19th century, Samuel Houston College and Tillotson Collegiate and Normal Institute. In 1952, the schools combined into one college. Jackie Robinson was the athletic director at Houston College for a short time, coaching the men's basketball team. Pierce Burnett has always wanted to run a historically black college or university. She sees the university as an opportunity, not only for the students who attend, but for the surrounding community too.
In driving around the community, I envision East Austin to be very similar to the area of Cleveland that I grew up in. But we didn't have a university in the middle of my community. So if we had a university in the middle of my community, the quality of life in my own community would be very different to today.
But the surrounding community has changed a lot over the last few decades. The area was predominantly African American for years, but has quickly become a more diverse area, with wealthier white people moving into more expensive, newly built homes. But that doesn't bother Pierce Burnett.
I hear people say they're, you know, about the lost culture in East Austin, et cetera, et cetera. It's only lost if we lose it. We are deeply rooted in the community. We are a cultural icon. Similar where the town-gown relationships, how communities build up around universities or colleges, that same thing can happen here in East Austin. We're a beautiful, thriving community of color, you know, all kinds of people can grow up and thrive around a university.
Last year, Houston-Tillotson opened the Sandra Joy Community Health and Wellness Center on campus. It's a partnership with local health organizations to provide physical and mental health care to underserved Austin residents. Houston-Tillotson students often volunteer at the neighborhood schools, including Keeling Middle School and Blackshear Elementary. Plus, there are student clubs that volunteer off campus. For the last 3 years during South by Southwest, the school also hosts a diversity hackathon for high school students of color in the community.
And that's the only fully African-American ran and implemented hackathon of its kind. And it's for the community. It's not for the university. It's to get young people interested in coding and social. We use social justice issues for the hackathon. It's a kind of a unique twist on how we do it.
Ismael Cornejo is one of the students who attended the hackathon this year. He's an electrical engineering major at Houston-Tillotson. He also plays soccer, and he's part of the campus honor society, Golden Key.
We've done fundraisers like raising books and collecting books to give to like either to orphanages or like schools, or for soccer, like when we do soccer. We've gone and volunteered at elementary schools and read to kids and like explain what we do and like help do like activities with the little kids.
Cornejo worked on developing an app at the hackathon that helps students apply to college and for scholarships.
I like that idea because when I was applying, there wasn't really a lot of people to help me, and I felt like I was on my own.
But Cornejo says he feels connected to Pierce Burnett. She attends student meetings and shares personal stories with them. Pierce Burnett says that's intentional.
I have worked very, very hard to know the story of my student. You know, like what they're up against. They bring their lives with them, what their needs are. The students call it the Framily, or the Ram Fam.
Houston Tillotson's mascot is the Ram.
So we have our family stuff, and that's life. But I truly feel that I know, I have a finger on the pulse of the student that Houston Tillotson attracts.
One of the mantras from the hackathon is the hashtag #IAmThePipeline. As a former engineer, it's something Pierce Burnett wants to instill in her students.
Moving liberal arts majors into the tech spaces. Some of the most impressive techies that I've known started off as history majors. And then they just kind of get that bug to really get to kind of get into the app world or whatever. But they think a certain way, and they're trained or educated. I'll strike the word trained. They're educated a certain way. So there's that part about liberal arts majors moving into, you know, the tech startups or even being an entrepreneur.
Beyond that, Pierce Burnett wants to boost enrollment at Houston Tillotson. Right now, the school has around 1,000 students. She also wants to build a new community health center for students, which would include a new gym. But that requires a lot of fundraising. Pierce Burnett doesn't want those costs to increase tuition.
So you can't depend on tuition revenues to sustain you. So you have to go out and find friends and funds and grants and, you know, all kinds of things. So, and that was another change in the culture and the mind thinking here in Austin. The university is not a charity, it's an investment in the future.
Pierce Burnett doesn't dwell on the past and won't speak to it since she wasn't at Houston Tillotson to experience it. But she says she sees signs of change even in her first 2 years as president.
The students were upperclassmen. They say the university is different now. New student orientation, I had a couple of the seniors come back to campus and they learned what the first-time freshman experience, and they were jealous. That's a good sign. That means that we're doing something good, something right.
The next step, she says, is continuing to see that change spread throughout East Austin and the city overall. Kate McGee, KUT News.